gives you right around 55.
Yeah, yeah.
And with some of the unknowns.
Yeah.
Second day poll out there just indicated he picked up a little more of the unknown.
Yeah.
But about a half of 1%. You were about a half of 1% ahead on the unknown yesterday.
Well, you protect.
But on that margin, that means a margin, and we polled, you know, all around here.
Yeah.
The only place we haven't got soundings is set around Wichita, man.
Yeah.
Unless there's something we don't know about there, I would say around 100,000.
What do you think? The percentage is in your area?
Around here?
55, 45?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, it's more than that right now.
It is.
Hey, it won't go below that, it may go above it.
Well, your judgment's good. You started tomorrow, Roy. I got old Bob McLean yesterday, the Philadelphia Bulletin. He came along.
Yeah? I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah, he came out yesterday, and then I got all the Gannett papers.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I got Newsday, you know, up in New York.
Yes, I saw that.
Guggenheim.
The big thing was to wait the psychological moment and start it.
Well, you led the sheep, all of them.
Yeah.
And I never will forget. I'm talking about domestic affairs.
Yeah.
He said he wants to lob one into the men's room in the Kremlin and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But he wants to talk about Bobby Baker and Walter Jenkins.
I've just read through his foreign relations speech tonight.
Was there anything in it?
Oh, he sticks pretty well right to the subject, but you wonder where he's been the past year. I mean that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, he's just talking. He's got to rebuild NATO, and he'll do it right away. A blue ribbon panel to go over there and rebuild NATO. And to be very firm that the failures you've driven China and Russia together.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're quite together yet.
Oh, hell no. I say, you wonder if he even reads the papers.
Well, I just wanted to thank you and say God bless you, and you look after things for me.
Fine. Give the message my best.
We just got 10 more days, and I want you to watch it carefully every day.
Well, you take care of yourself, and you tell the lady to.
Here she wants
you
to.
You mind her, will you?
I'm gonna mind her. She's right here. Wants to say hello to yourself, but you hang that smear lash onto him, Roy.
Yeah, I'll do it. Will do.
Mr. Roberts, when this is over, we'll have to have.
How are you, dear?
I'm fine, and I'm looking forward to after November the 3rd, we can all have some nice vacation and quiet times, and hope you're with us down at the ranch for part of it.
Well, that's fine. And you keep you keep him present now. You don't do much more campaigning. Now, that's wise advice from a wise old man.
Yes, sir.
He's got it. And be very careful. It's all right to get out some, but his main thing's to be president now.
All right. I will repeat that over and over.
He'll mind you. He won't mind anybody else.
I will say that every day.
And be tough with him.
Thank you, sir.
Fine. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Operator. Waiting.